a couple of weeks we've been talking about Issa being Mazik. So the Sefer Eved HaMelech in Parshas Mishpatim, in Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Hei in the Sofos, it beams down from the Sefer Revid Hazov. It says that one reason why a person has to do our Chofes Zikim, what's the shayush of it? Because Shlo Yigim Oitzar, not cause tar to another person. When you are cause damage to another person, you're Mitzarim. Therefore, the reason why Chofes Zikim, the shayush of it, is not to cause tar. So to go through the Gedorim of Tzara Balachayim, the Lachos Negeh to it, the Gemara Bal Metzia, Daf Lam Beis, and Beis, Gemara has Machlekes, if Tzara Balachayim is Dinder Abonon or Dinder Aiso. Bikr among the Rishonim, the Pesach is, it's a Din Min HaTorah, it's also Min HaTorah, Na'ma, the Simin Ayin Reish Beis, in Siftet, he passes that this way, the Tzara Balachayim is Ism Min HaTorah, and the Shavur also on Simin Shinhei, the Kon Tzara passes the same way, Tzara Balachayim is also Min HaTorah. That's the Pesach Halachom. Now in Tzara, there are three different ways you can be a Mitzara person, or a thing. One is you can physically Mitzara, you can punch a person, physically it hurts. A second way is what they call a nafesh bahamus, is that when an animal or a person wants to eat, he has a desire, and does not eat something, he has a desire to eat, the Tzara in the stomach, his innate desire is Mitzara. The third way is an emotional Tzara, you hear a bahamun or a pagua, you're Mitzara that way also. So who says an emotional tzar is nifl negeder of tzar balachayim. So there's a tshuva by Benashe Kloy in the Mishnah Lachon on Chelik Dal, Simin Reish Mamates. He has come right to it. He says, Avad is nifl even emotional tzar in the itzar tzar balachayim. One way of being down is from the Chinuch, Mitzvah Tov Kof Nun. The Chinuch over there says, V'isach v'ish shor v'chamo v'yachtam, a person should not tzar together, a shor v'chamor together. He says the svar is because if you have two different animals, that the men want to be together with itself, birds of a flock together. The fact that you are going to separate them, the animals are the tzar that are working with another men, and now with their own men. And what type of tzar is that? That's an emotional tzar. So you see, a right that is an emotional tzar, even by tzar balachayim. Another right you can bring down is a benegeshim, an erchid of Zainam Aleph that says, the person's chayim me so. You have to kill him. When? Kill him right away. Why right away? Tzar balachayim. On a person that didn't tzar balachayim, because he waited a day or two or three, he's mamash b'chol, that he's going to kill him. So you see, an emotional tzar is also a din of tzar balachayim, it's also min HaTorah. Now, where's the makoros for tzar balachayim? The Gemara says min HaTorah, but where's the makoros? The Gemara has no pasuk. Among the Rishonim, there are numerous makoros. However, there are two main makoros among the Rishonim. One is the Gemara on Shabbos, on top of Chos Ches, on the days. Rashi over there says, bring down the pasuk in Mishpatim, as a tzar imoy. You see an animal being having a load on his back, it's very heavy. So the mitzvah pre-goes to unload it to help him out. Why other tazer imoy says Rashi? That's the makor for tzar balachayim deraisa. So Rashi that way over there, it's a mitzvah over there in Meiri, but the nisim going in the muki yosef. Far as you showed him to say the makor of tzar balachayim deraisa is from the mitzvah pre-go. And the mishabur brings it down alachon to mention hey to contact of test. The makor is other tazer imoy. There's a second makor among the rishonim.
That's about tzar balachayim. Then why do you only have to do it if they're in the dinga with you? If it's the whole thing is the pain of the animal, it's possibility.
It's a fight.
But the animal can get pain if he doesn't do it, isn't it?
It's a fight, you should do it. We'll see maybe later on why maybe not. Also, another reason maybe why you don't have to. In another makor, it's on Tzir, Daphne, on Bez, over there, the Ravid says, the reason is because it says, Loi Tzachim Shor B'disho, a person should not muzzle his ox when it's threshing, because he has a desire to eat the food, and you're putting Tzachim Shor B'chaim. Over there, the Ravid says it's Udim HaShlomo, the Meiri over there, Ben Yonison, also seems to be the Chinuch on top of Nun, so there are five Rishonim over there also. We have the makor from Priko, and the makor from Loi Tzachim Shor. Why these two makoros? Could be the Baldemers, could be the Nasiro, wants to give you a lamb. Loi Tzachim is a lamb, as it has with Imoy, and I say, Inami, once talking about your own animal, once talking about somebody else's animal. Third Nafkamina is once talking about the physical tzar, once talking about the innate desire of the tzar. A fourth Nafkamina, one, you're going the tzar, another one, you take away the tzar. The different Nafkaminas, could be both of them, but right, the Ritzah, I think the Meiri said both of them. Right, the Meiri said both of them, so could be, of course, not, I'm sorry, the Ritzah said both of them. The Meiri said both of them, of course, not a clear. Could be both emes. So there is another makar, the Samsaikim, Balmatian, Lambez, and Lambez, in the back of the Gemara, it brings down, possibly could say, by Ashrei, Rachma, Makal, Masov. That Kosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos, we should also have Rachmanos and Kalmasov, or the Sefer Koretim says, Mahu Rachman, Mahatu Rachman, just like Kosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanos, who was in also of Tzar Balachayim, we should have Rachmanos of Rachman and Kalmasov. That's another makar. Maitre, It is put down in Koran Shulchan Aruch Chaim in the Reish Chof Gimel. Over there it says that a person, when he gets a new outfit, usually you say the Chadish, you say the person to do things. So the Mordechai says, the minute is when you get a new beggar made out of Aruch from an animal, do not say the Chadish. Because it came from an animal, and it says, Rachmav HaKol Masav, Loshon HaRamah. He says, that this halacha is Tam Kolosh Moid. The Mordechai says, Tam Kolosh. Meister animals are made for a person, the body can do whatever he wants. However, it says, Rachmav HaMak Bidim, Flyersal is Makbid, not say the Chadish on Aruch. Avadi do say Shachyanu, the Pim Godmul there says, the Chemet, the Chetshuva says, you do say Shachyanu. However, to say, the Chadish, do you have more Makhidim out to Rachmul Makhomasov? However, the Israel Moshe and Shuvan Choshevich, the Chalik Beis, the Sinan Mem Zayn, that he writes, that the whole cost of Rachmul Makhomasov is Dafka Shaykh by Bnei Yodom. Why? Because the concept of Hamir Achmonis is only on a person who does a Veris. I suppose that Hamir Achmonis on someone who's a Baal Chayka, who has a Veris. However, Rachmul Komas is not shaykh to an animal. The public of the seas is only going on a person. An animal or other things, maybe it's only in their mitzvah seeders. But the chiyuv is only on the person. Boy, the Yaiv is the same thing. It's in the Kofiur, where he brings down Rachmul Komas. So he says it's only mitzvah seeders. It's not mikadim, it's not mekor for Tzav Balachayim. Not mekor, you shouldn't want to bring down for Tzav Balachayim. It's from Bilam, that where the tiger that hit the donkey, and it was wrong what he did. So, the war was wrong. It says the Rambam, Moinavuchim, Mechelik Gimel, Perek Yitzayim, why is Tzav Balachayim? It says, Chassidim also on Tavar Yitzamukvot. And the Mechaz Nish, the Maitre Ish, Mechelik Kei says, the reason Tzav Balachayim is the Mekor is from Bilam, that he hit his donkey and he had a time against him. This is a fifth Mekor, that the Tosef Ben Paris, and Bo Messiah, the Lam Bezim, says, after Lachal Moshe Messinai, don't mention this, the Arba says, also in Shuvah, the Issa Ba'alma. So you have five different Makaris, but the Ikka among the Rishonim are two Makaris, either by Sachsoim, and also the Issa of Prika. Those are two main Makaris. The Rishonim is, if this is a Tzav Balachayim, what right do you have to ride an animal, use an animal? You being Matarim. Every time you ride a horse or Hamari, you say, you being Matarim. What does he have to be Matarim animal? Says the Chumash Hadeshin, yes, this question in Siman Kofei, and the answer is that there is no Issa Tzav Balachayim to Elos Ozim. But a person gets any lot of it, gets enjoyment out of it, why bring down the mission and Kedushin and the Akhbe Beis of Malach that says, Lo Yifru Elisham Sheini, and animals are created what for? To Mishamash us. Tzav Balachayim is not negayah when it's doing to tell yourself, when it's needed for yourself. Therefore, it says a Chumash Hadeshin, let's say you want to do a medical experiment, you want to try out a fool upon an animal, see if it works, it doesn't, and it might go haywire on the animal right in the time of life, no problem, why does it mutter? Why? Because doing what the Elos Ozim. Halacha of this Chumash Hadeshin is brought down in the Ramah, in Evan Ezra, Siman Eis, if you doubt it, his lashon is kol davar atzar refuah or the shadvar less paid mishum itzav tzav alachayim. Says Ramah refuah American experiments is no itzav tzav alachayim. Lachay mutar limroit nitzus ma'atzay chiyus lech lechus mishum tzav alachayim. Therefore, he says a chiddush, you can even pull out the quill of the feather from the bird and no itzav tzav alachayim. I mean, even if you want to take this quill and write with it. And you mamash your own animal, but since you have a te'elos, use this feather as a quill to write, there's no way to tell lachayim te'elos adam. And we call makam ma'olim nimnom davi akzorias. The Ramah and Zohar still people hold back from doing it al midah akzorias. But anything that's mutter, it says your mom is foolish, anything with te'elos adam is mutter, help me hold back al midah akzorias. Now, why does he hold back? What does it mean? So the Shvut Yaakov in the Chelek Gimel, 7-9 Aleph, he also said the Shvut there, if you're allowed to do medical experiments on animals, and he says it being Kamarai, it means Ramadan Malacha, means another Gemara on Shabbos that Ayin Zayin Rabbeinu, the Gemara over there says, what was a Zavuv created? So when you have a Yitzir or a watchful body, you can take the Zavuv, grind it off, and put it upon your wound. So you see over there, it says, Shvus Yaakov, of course, you can take a fly, grind it off, and know it's a Tabachim, it's supposed to Elos, your fool's mutter. Ayin, the Ramadan says, still you shall back out of Zariyat, says Shvus Yaakov, it's only doing it for Yadayim. When you do a mamash physically, the diamond is any time it's also. However, the case he's talking about, Shvus Yaakov, he's talking about, you want to try the medicine, give it to the animal to eat. And then later on, you'll see if the stomach blows up and it gets a burn through it, or it'll be fine. So that's later on. And that he says, there's no Indian of either Midah, there's no Indian at all of either, of even Midah Zoriyat. If there's no option, if I can do even that. But the Midah Zoriyat, the whole bag, you shouldn't do it. Why take a cool out of a bird? When he's alive, pluck it out. Do it later when he's dead, he'll take another one. However, the whole Midah Zohar is only when the Adayim was right now, later on there's no Midah Zohar at all. Now, the end of Tzav Al-Chaim, you can clarify, which species are we talking about? Klar, it's talking about behemoths, chayes, oifes, dogim, bugs, yisol, and goyim. Seven different levels in klar about it. So if the makor is rachum or komaisa, look who won't be in achamino. Well, rachum komaisa is komaisa of every animal. Kavu again will go the ikur with the rishonim, the ten rishonim. The makor is either frika or chasimo. What is the halacha over there? Does it apply frika chasimo by them? And who then will be the etzim tzav alachayim? So Bava Kama, the Mishnah, that in Dalam Beis, the Mishnah says, Echad Shor, Echad Kol Behemo, whether Shor or all animals, close to different things of Negeah, whether in the field is Lepar, Lepar Shah Sinai, the Mishnah says over there, Lepriko, Lechasimo, those things are also, Vechein Chayv Oif Kiyotu Behem, there is a Priko and Chasimo, Zayin Achayu, Zayin Oif, and Zayin Behemo. I was the Torah say Shor Vechamor, Shdiba Koyotu Behoivo. So before the Mishnah, that says Sai Priko and Sai Chasimo, Eich Nami, is negated to Sai Achayo, Sai Oif, and Sai Behemo. So if that's so, if the whole Makor is from Priko and Chasimo, Eich Nami, Sai Achayim, it certainly applies to Behemo, Chayin, Oif. Take example, the marshal, could a person go hunting? Anything wrong with that or not? So let you go in Tinyono, in Yerodea, Tim and Yod, he has a tshuva about it. About a certain year, he was very rich. He got a Yerusha, and he had a yar that he was yashin, that was a private yar. He wants to know if he can go hunting. So also from the Yehuda, and goes through, if there is there an itza about tashlis. So about tashlis, no problem. Why? First, if you go hunting, you get an animal, you get the skins. But to tell us of the skins, no itza about tashlis. The second reason he said no itza about tashlis, it's not derech hashkosa. That's how you kill it, you go hunting. The third reason he says, if you don't kill it, no one else is going to have an art of it. You're not causing a hefzer to any person. Since you're not causing a hefzer to any person, therefore there is no issa of Bapashkas. Fine. Then the Rebbe Yehuda declares, what about the issa of Dab al-Khayim? So first he says, with the Elis Adam is mutter, therefore you're getting the ovis, the skin, it's mutter. But he says in Chiddush, there is no din Dab al-Khayim by Nisa. When you kill an animal, there is no issa of Dab al-Khayim. Which is Makar. So the Rebbe Yehuda writes, and also the Voice Kishuni, Simon Gimel, he says that Makoshi Gemar and Ulan that Zayin on the base. The Gemara over there has a maestro that Pinchas Ben Yor went to go visit Rebbe. Rebbe had over there white mules, and Pinchas Ben Yor walked over there and saw the mules. He said, the Malacham Ovis is over here. Why? Because these mules would kick and hurt people, Malachic people. Therefore, Rebbe wants to invite Pinchas Ben Yor inside. So Rebbe said, you know what? I'll sell them to other people. Said, Pinchas Ben Yor, even this was neighbor. Said, you know what? I'll be masked to the yard, put in the forest, no one will bother, no one will see it. So he said, Pinchas Ben Yor, no, you're causing hazard to the oil, putting that out in the street. Says, Rebbe, I'll be oikirit. I'll remove part of its spleen from its leg, and therefore it can't walk, but it can't kick anymore, cannot damage a person. Says the Gemara, no, Tzav Alachayim. Says the Gemara, you know what? I'll kill it. Says the Gemara, no, Tzav Hashkas. I mean, the Gemara says what? To be oikirit, that you can't, why Tzav Alachayim? To kick up out of the leg, Tzav Alachayim. To kill it, says the Gemara, no, that you can't, Tzav Hashkas. The government, unfortunately, about to tell us, we'll get back to part of it at least. But that's a big shaman also tell us. But we see over here one thing, one insight, that the Gemara says that what? To oikir, you can't ask Tzav al-Khayim. To kill it, you can't ask Tzav al. So you see in Echanami that there's no itza Tzav al-Khayim when you kill an animal, before the Gemara. Therefore, it says that there's no itza to hunting also ask Tzav al-Khayim. However, he ends off with three reasons why. Can I go hunting? One, he starts off Asan Hoga, but Alma, he says, first of all, the Pasuk Rachel Vokamasa, go hunting for no reason, is not Kedai. It's also a Midrash Zorius to do it, it's not Asan Hoga Shavu, you shouldn't do it. When he says, when you go hunting, you put yourself in Matzav Sakono, and you're even the Itzah of Nishmartem, you can't put yourself in Matzav Sakono, it brings your eyes from Esav. Esav says, I'm going hunting now, I'm going to go kill myself. Matzav Sakono, you have even the Itzah of Nishmartem. But he says, also, you put yourself in Matzav Sakono, third reason, being Maskim of an Esav. You're making yourself remember your holiness, and therefore you're being Dani Tabot now, and that's the wrong thing to do. Three reasons why you should not go hunting.
When is this Gemara?
Which Gemara? Pesach Ben Yor, Chulin Zayin of the Beis. So, Be'etim, as Batash is about Chayim, not a problem. However, it's Mokum Sekon, it's also to go hunting. For it, also there's a lot of Simon Shinta Zayin, or Chayim, that the Nadavu is not being down, but says going hunting, you have an Issa Moshe Vlaitzim. He's finding a way to not bring down the Ramah. Fine, that means you take it practically. What about going dog hunting for dogs? Over there, let's say you're going to use the skin, so it won't be any Batash, this won't be any Tzav al-Khayim. The Yilchus is no Sakon over there. who is not maskim like noisa, the only thing you have left is the Noga Ba'almo. The Noga what? Maskim, it's not as midah zori, it's lachim kol maisam. But the etim, there is no issa over there. There's no sikon over there. Only by an animal came on, that brought it its sikon. But dog hunting, there won't be any issa. Next level you have to declare on Tzav HaLachayim is by fish. Is there Tzav HaLachayim by fish or not? Go fishing in Lomoshul. So the Ha'atri has a tshuva on Archaim, it's in Mekuv Tarek Dalet, that he has a case over there, if you have a fish tank in your house, you know when the mothers give birth to baby fish, what happens? You have to put them in a separate container. If not, the big fish will eat the little fish. So let's say it happened on Shabbos, that they gave birth on Shabbos, and you did not put the little fish, the babies, inside a special container, so the big ones are going to eat the little ones. So on Shabbos, it's Moksa. However, the Yilam Nitalta Moksa Al-Tzav HaLachayim. Let him move things outside of Al-Khayim. Says the Ha'atri and Tshuva, it brings down another Yehuda. You're not allowed to move it. Why? They're being eaten up. Eaten up is Misa. Misa is not outside of Al-Khayim. No, can't do anything. It says there's no Yehuda. No, there's no outside of Al-Khayim. No Isser. There's no star at all. Being eaten up, going hunting, no outside of Al-Khayim. So therefore the big fish will eat the little fish and you have no right to put out the Moksa. Well, if you go hunting, you very really, really to get a bullseye, usually right. You get yeah. And it takes a while for it to die.
Like, I think the
guy's a perfect expert. When you also go hunting, it takes a while for it to die. Pasha takes a while for it to die. So therefore, it takes a while for it to die. It's supposed to be the same thing. And also, this fish, also it'll take a while to get chewed up still, and it brings you down to be. They said, the economy, this does not apply. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's fine. We'll get to the Holkim. Fine, but might we see one thing from the Ha'atri, that in Islam it's Tzav HaLachayim by fish. Now we see Klok. This God of the Ha'atri is brought down by Shmir Shabbos. Also, he has other reasons to be Machmel and Shabbos where he cannot move it. And he brings down the Ha'atri, and this is not Yehuda, and Shmir Shabbos is Perichom Zayin. Boy, this is not true, by the Mishnah Alokas, and Mashiach Klein, the Chalibov, and Shmir Shabbos Zayin. He also says very clearly that by fish, it's Tzav HaLachayim, he brings Zayin to it. The Tveris Yisrael, on the Mishnah, on the Dafim Dalma, but it says also, even though by Chassima and Prikos, Mishnah does not say fish, however, he says, who is the fish? He says, bring it back to the Gemara itself. Why the Gemara says, claim, and the Gemara brings the case of one, two fishes. So we see in Islam, the Mishnah says, Chaya and Oif and Behemoth, while that means even dog. So he says, according to Makor, even from our Mishnah itself, the Makor, Chassima and Prikos. The Yavit and Shuva also in Simko Fidalis, when the Mishnah that way is talking about who didn't also dog him. So that is the Issur of Tzav HaLachayim, even by fish. So let's say, example, can a person go fishing? Let's say you're in camp. So in camp, there will be no problem of our pastures, because first of all, not the Echashchotel, second of all, no one else is going to use the fish, therefore it's not a hefset to anybody else. Who else, Tzav HaLachayim, there's no problem of Tzmiso. Who else, there's no witness that Kono, no Matkin of an Eisel. The only thing you're left with is Tzmidav Zoyis, is Lachma Mokom Eisel, Atanoga Ba'almo. You should find why camps do it, and why they have activity for it, of course, it should not be done. It's still not correct on Hoko. However, the Chor, make it, there'll be more to it. However, what they do, when they throw it back, well, then they got a problem with people being mocked by Tzav HaLachayim to throw it back. Again, then they're going to the Issa, because then they're not killing it. They end up living. People want to say, not Tzav HaLachayim, put it right back. So here we see the place, and they say very clearly the fish of Tzav HaLachayim.
Yeah, but the mouth, the hook, they don't feel any pain. They
have
one
move
in the mouth.
Who says?
This is what they say, I have to go back.
Lame with
Sossi. Padakti and Lame with Sossi. I'm not saying from
okay. Okay. Again, I looked around for these svaras, the people saying it wasn't so.
Some people.
Oh, some people. Okay. Fine. Not sekono. Definitely not sekono. So the mice, oh, it's cool when you take it out, especially when they play with it and the kids play, then also they're sekono. They're going to die in a minute later, 2 minutes later, fine, but now they're wriggling around, and then a minute later they throw it back in, the Chor also still is tired, even on the whole goof out of the water, out of the environment. What about a bug, when I saw Yerjukim?
Should you ask them to pour out of it? Well, not inside the bank, I mean, because... You're not
producing
there.
No,
they
get out
the wine, so
why does
it
not shut down? No, so he's saying if you have a tellus, but who says this is not for tellus? He's saying the meat up in Zoe is. Yeah, it's the only case of tellus. I'm not before over there.
But also, the stuff in Zoe is beginning to be lying.
Yeah. Sorry? No. So we'll get to all the cases. So next, fly, bug, jukes, all these cases. So, first of all, if it's Mitzayu, or it's Mitzatakona, that's Pasha, if Amos says, what else? Why kill it? Why do I kill it? The Elam says, bugs have no sensory system, no nervous system, and you say you found a safer of a human soya that he writes to B'Shem HaRoikim. Among the places in the near not the way, because they all talk about bugs, and they all say this Indian, and it sounds like Pasha among the Palestinians, there's no more car of this Indian, and Lema Tossi also, but that's Lema Tossi there, brought down La Loch of Essen. No, it's not fine. This reason, I saw salt water, but not for this reason. The no sensory system, they forget. Poison will matter for different reasons, don't say this for us. So the Yaifat HaTshu Man Chalikala system in Kofiot, he says that the only Yitzhak Tzav al Chaim.
When did the scientists figure out that there's no new?
I don't know who said the scientists figured out, but I think the oil figured out because they decided to say it. Who is anything to the scientists? People say. This is to the truest. The Ayat of the Shuman Sim Kofiod in Chalakalov, he says over there, the getter of the Issa Tzav al Chaim is Tafka, an animal that's B'nai Malacha. A horse, a chamor, you used to ride on, he says, even a dog and a cat, why a dog can chase away the cat can eat the mice, they used to elevate out and they are b'etzim b'nei malacha. Think that they are b'nei malacha, echlami, there's issa tzav al chayim. It's very good to learn the makor, say, prikir al-sayach simo, they are b'nei malacha b'etzim. Ever think they're not b'nei malacha, he said, echlami, killing any bugs, any zvuvim, any flies, there is no issa at all to kill them. Why? Because they're not b'nei malacha, there's no tzav al chayim upon them.
Can I get anything?
What?
Killing in any case.
Yeah, any case, all you want.
I'm saying even if it's an animal, it's a wild animal, you can kill it.
Oh, yeah, we'll see how it's talking. Yeah, we'll see how it's talking in the interview, though. We'll get to the falcon. But the Maitre Yaimus first says, you want to kill it, why? No problem, Tzavala Chaim, because only B'nai Malachim. He does bring down the Talmidei Arizal, but they were machmer, Askar in Chassidus, Afisoyit, that these bugs have a gilgul inside of them from other people, therefore they weren't killed. Now he says, and they won't even kill even kinim, even life. Now he said, that's all in Rachman Chomayitzel, and Mitzchotidus, don't be chosh for it, Ayinshom. And better than all the body, like kill bugs, no problem at all. The Siyavitz brought down Malacha, the Arafraim, in Yerideya, Simon Kuftezan, brought down also by Strombach, in the Chelik Beis, in Simon Tov, Shin Chobov. Oh, so, the Kasha, in Malamaita, in the next shul, in Simon Kuf Yudal, he says, they're all named Malacha. Fish. And the Itzav Lacham and Fish. And they call them by Lacham. It says Itzav Lacham and Fish. Why? What? There is one case that's been examined that he did a just one case, but the fish is general heart. He has a case that he carried the harness because he did Harish for you. The Metzias is another way. You're talking about a dolphin or whatever it is, but not small fish, but they don't put on the harness. Alright. So the Etzav, Kashin Yaivitz, but my Tzias said clearly Itzav Lacham and Fish also. Kashin. There is a Ramosha and Shuva in Chosh Mishpot and Chalabez in Sim Mem Zayin that he says also about the bugs and jukes. He says, only time I kill one, they bother you, I fear you, and then you have a head of their mouth, tell us as much to kill it. He goes on saying, however, your choice to kill it, be a dying, or as a grandma, he says, you should not do it, be a dying. Why? Again, as a swara, midat zorius. Therefore, you should do it to a grandma. He brings a right to this by Erni Dachas, that's a mitzvah to kill them, but still, the attorney gives you a tafa, that don't worry, nothing will happen to you. Can you do something? Be a dying. Create the meat inside of you, and bring down the Rechaim HaKadosh, that you're only dachas, there's a talk over there, that nothing won't create the meat inside of you. However, I say, Grandma, Echam is now be mutter. Means I'm also acting your shchito, be dying, you're killing it, man, be dying, she says, I'll the mitzvah will protect you. However, ask him again, your choice to kill something, I'll tab lachem, you're the head of the Ramah, be dying, you should not do it, because you create the meat inside of you, or the meat of glorious. However, Grandma, Avad is mutter. Tell us would make it, however it went to mitzvah. What would make it?
So
if you'll be bothering me, you're trying. No, if all you have a right to. You have an option, how to do it. You have an option, you should do it in a way that's a grandma. You have a choice, putting on a blue light or a kid.
If you're bothering your mother, then you should go be there.
It's a mitzvah. Can't say, I don't know.
And you should try to do it the least painful way possible.
Oh, we'll get to the different gates, we'll see. Might we see very clearly that the Moshe and the Shuvah is arguing the Yavetz, because he's talking about flies and bugs and jukim and zuvim, and he over there says that the only answer is what will tell us. That means he holds the Echlami that it's Tzav al-Chaim to kill a bug for absolutely no reason. Echlami that's also to take a magnifying glass by the sun and put on the ant and stop flying them, but some kids do. That about is also, it's a deraita. According to the Yavetz, speak more to it. According to Moshe, it's mamash, besides Minat Zoriyah, but that's also Minat Torah, Tzav al-Chaim also Minat Torah.
They enjoy it, yeah, come on, man.
We'll get to the Elif. Not every Elif, more to it. He says, Chodesh was Yaakov mentioned before in the argument, he brings a riot for his mutter, the Ta'alis. Why? He brings a riot on Shabbos, it says you can take his wolf, grind it up, and put on top of you once, the pipe and then see you. What's being right for Zvov? Zvov is a bog. So Nechlami says, the Chod will even now is a Moshe, he don't call him Moshe, but Chodesh was Yaakov's army of the Yavis. Nechlami, it is a Tzav al-Achayim on the flies. So you have placed on both sides, the Chodesh should be some right. L'chumro. Now, imagine, we do see from all this, that none of you just says there is no Tzav al-Achayim Amiso, but from all these Paiskim, before it is Tzav al-Achayim Amiso, we see Tzav al-Achayim Amiso, we see from Moshe, Tzav al-Achayim Amiso, she's from Yaivit, it's Tzav al-Achayim Amiso. Why does that come on? Either the flies is not negated to, or Echlami is with Elis. We see in Echlami that these Paiskim are clearly arguing on the none of you, and Echlami there is no heter of Amiso. But not only these Paiskim, the Kamer showed him that way. What's the Sfar for Shechita? So the Ramban and the Rebbeinu B'chai in Bereishis and Paragalim, they say over there, what's the reason for Shechita of Tzav al-Achayim? To remind the Tzar and the animal. I talking about killing the animal. Still says the Ramban and the Rebbeinu B'chai, the reason is Tzav al-Achayim. It's also the Chinuch, the Mitzvah, Tov, Nun Aleph, if you go to the down to the Psych, the end of Shechita that way. But oh, there's also the Manavuchim, Chel Gimel, Paragim Ches, it's Iran and Chulim, Daf Yitzvah, and Beis. They all say the reason why you do Shechita is Tzav al-Achayim, who is against the Nadi B'Yudah. Doesn't sound that way. You know, if it's an Indian, what's the Indian? Of course, no shaykh, there's no tzar, there's not again.
There's an Indian
here, there's not there. Can't say, not much in that way. The place can do say clearly, besides again from a Moshe on the Yavitz and the Shvat Yaakov, Shalom Meshav in Chalakei says that way, and you look in the Kishon Chon Aruch and Sim Kuf Tarek Aleph, and in the Graz, they write very clearly, there is a Tzav Al-Chaim even by Misal. They write it well also that way. They don't, and they even after the Nadav Yehuda, they don't even mention it, don't mean that they show. They write down the steamers and the Chami, there is a Tzav Al-Misal, the Issa Tzav al-Chaim even by Miso. I saw the Sefer Ksakopina Rufus, he brings down this Machlokes, and he says, Roy Paiskim holds its mutter, there is no Tzav al-Chaim by Miso. That's what he says, Roy Paiskim. But actually, blowing with Tzavsi again, the early Chor, Roy Paiskim holds Pekesh, there is an Issa by Miso. L'chol HaFachas, it's a Sub-Drabonim, Sub-Derayis, and Sub-Derayis L'chom, you have to be Machm anyway. But if you want, look at the Mishra Brua, and Simen Shenei, it's a Kon Tamaches, over there also the Mishra Brua seems to say that there is Tzav al-Chaim even by Miso. To go back to the Gemara and Kulin and Dazayin and Bey, the Gemara said what? By this white mules, to be oikid, that's Tzav al-Achayim. To kill it, that's Batashvas. What happened to Tzav al-Achayim? Who are the Raya, the Avodzik Roshuni, the Nadi B'Yudah, what do you do with the Gemara's Raya? So Shalom Meshav, in Tanyan and Chela Gimel, and Simit Samachai, he answers, also been in Tzinyan, that you have to really judge every Ta'elis, birth, every Tzar, to kill the animal, Echnami, and you want to take away this Hezek to kill it. So there the Tzar is worth the Ta'elis. Why you won't have it anymore? The evil of the Gemara to come off the Swar Batashvas. However, you want to be accurate and to walk around this whole life, however it lives, another 30 years, and walk around the limb and be hurt, the Tzar's multi-life, there the Tzar is not worth the Ta'elis. The Ta'elis to have the Pinchas Ben Yonah visit you, or to have that moment known to get damaged, but Esim, the damage is not Shechiach. Because the Maitre Rebbe did have the animal, it wasn't Shechiach, it was only not Shechiach. So there the Tzar is not worth the Ta'elis. You have to always wait the Ta'elis versus the Tzar. You have to judge it.
That's what the Gemara says.
To switch reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what is the Tzav al-Chaim Amiso?
How many
matters
does an animal say?
No. Not every marshal. You can't take a cat, swing it around, watch a cat fly and have a tail in your hand still. I enjoy it, geschmack. You have to, just to LS, and there's real to LS, you know.
And
there's
real to LS.
No, fine, the animal. I don't know how the relationship. Maybe the rabbi can go to Pinchas Ben Yoh. There may be other places they can meet.
He didn't want to kill it.
I don't think so.
Why
is it after? No, he gave an option. I'm talking to
like, no,
if I can kill them. Every time, every tell, they have, no, do another tell.
No,
I don't think so. 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 I don't think Again, the mitzvah, every time you have a talis, that doesn't mean you have a right to five flies. I enjoy talis, it's not enough. You have to have a real talis. It's basically, you have to make a shikul talis first time. You have to also be kin stam, chase animals. I enjoy chasing animals. What's wrong with running after cats? So they're afraid, they run away, big deal. Because it's not a real talis. You have to, talis has to be a real talis, ice for you. That's not enough. It has to be something that everyone understands that it's a real entail something out of it. So let's say you want to kill a fly. You have a choice how to kill it. You can either use a fly paper or a fly swatter. Which one should you do? So of course the yaivitz makes no difference. It's talking about the flies. No, it's a tablet chayim. You can do either one. According to the Moshe Lachor, you should use a fly paper because it's a grommel. It's not the midah zoris. According to the Nebi Yehuda, the maestro, each one, of course, a swatter will mamash kill it, and when it sticks on a piece of paper, it doesn't die. It can take a day or two or three to die. Who could not do this? Better take a fly swatter. According to Moshe, no, swatter, no, he killed that way, he's midah zoris.
It's going to say that the other day was worse.
No, it's a fellas. I don't want to be an episodius. I don't want to get created meat inside of me.
Okay.
Have me an episodius tell a person to tell me.
But I want to know if I do it that way.
That's not a mirror. It's not a mirror.
No, you think
it's only a. Yeah, but in this case, since I'm doing it not to get me an episodius, it's not a mirror. Can I? Yishlot and I'm a little girl, it could be three different sheets exactly what to do. What about now, Tzav al-Khain to a person? To a yid, is there an Issa Tzav al-Khain? So besides the Issa of Atla Chachmoyis, and besides the Issa of Inas Tavarin, Afisora, we start off here in the beginning from the Revit Hazor, Echnami Lechor is the Kabbal Chaim, you should not cause Tzav al-Chaim to a person, Malach, you should not cause to animals, certainly you should not cause to people. However, there is a Chavtzior in Shuvah, in Simon Kuf Tarek Aleph, that he writes, that true, the Issa Tzav al-Chaim by an animal, Issa Dereisor. However, Masha in King Zer, Odom, Yvoyle Lechubay Taitei, you should calm himself down. A person is the Tzav, calm yourself down, it brings you right to the Gemara and Sukkah, Tzapot and Sukkah, the Lashir of Eidaitai. Why, by an animal, he is the Tzar, can't calm himself down? Why is the person he tells us he should calm himself down? Void, not Makar, but different Svara, is Rechvaz, and Simen Topshin Chavches. He says over there also, the person is not Tzav al-Chaim, because he's Baal Seichel. And Moivay Loi, little Asma Yishim Eroi Loi. He's talking about a case, the person put a package upon his back. It's very heavy for him to carry. He says, no Tzav al-Chaim, because he took it upon himself as his Zechayis. You don't have to worry about it. Big difference between the Chavetziyot and the Rebbaz, however, both of them will be masked. So let's say the case, you have a child. He's a couple months old, he's crying, it's 3 in the morning. Do you have to pick him up or not? Good, Tzav al-Chaim. Unless you're tired, and you want to sleep, you're not going to teach you the next day, tell us other, it's mutter. That means, not let's say during the day, you don't want to pick him up because you're lazy. Chuyah v'chim is pick him up, Tzav al-Chaim by a child. Besides the Chavetziyot, Chuyah has no dask, he can control himself. Besides according to the Rebbaz, you have a child that's crying near you. You have a chiv the right to pick him up. If there is no tellus for the person not to. Not that you're lazy and I'm not interested. Because that's not enough for tellus. That's the real tellus. That's the Mashab says in the Chalik Zayin and Simon Nun Beis. And the tellus here says that a person lets a kid cry for no reason, that they also lead to a din. You can have to answer in Rosh Hashanah. That means he'll answer tellus. Fine. If he has no tellus, there can't be, you have to answer it. The Yosef Oymit in Simon Tovish, Lamavot, he says, the people on Mayach on Shabbos, on Tiulim, or even in Sicha, people be very tired, and the kids at home are hungry, and they want to eat something, and he causes them to be with Tzar, or the same thing, Chol Chazanim or Mayach, the same problem, it's according to Tzar to children. They're not Lesuvi Daitai, and it's also to cause Tzar to children. What?
I want to hear the
Chazanim.
Okay.
Tell us. It has to be a joint line. You have to wear with Ella thoughts and wear a tie stuff. You have to be a little bit honest and a match also together. You have to tell us it has to be a real talent.
Yes, there's no good time for me to
turn over. You're lying together. I'm not sure together.
What?
Yeah, we'll save small bets. I'm on fire because they're hungry.
People ask questions all the shit.
He's an apple suvi daite. However, Kamri Shannon clearly disagree with the Chavetz Yor. He's clear the Das Yochid, and clear the Rathas. Also, as the Bekir Yosef says, the Simon Shinayan Beis, they're both Das Yochid. The Rathas says the Simon Rishon Beis also has a shayla of a Tino, of a person that carrying packages, you have to help him out. And he says, Kavachoymer, Echonami, you have to help out a person that packages the bag. Why? Tzav al-Chaim applies even to a person. Of course, Rathas and Shulam, Simon Rishon Beis. But that's by the case of Priko. But the Chinuch in Top Kuf Nun, he said by the case of Chassimo, he said, Kavachoymer to a person, that you should also not be with Tzar. The Rambam also Maruchim Chel Gimel Perek Memches, the same thing. Seifach Priko, a Seifach Simo, we have a Kal Choyme, you should not be Mitzarei person. Why? Because the Etzim, who cares? You did upon yourself, a Lamaisa, so-called, so right now he's Mitzarei. The Smart and the Taz, the Simon Ayn Rishbeis, they also, the Issa Tzab Lachayim, even on the Yisrael, the Shari Shuvah, the Ben Yonah, and Seifah Yiva, also says, Kol Shkin, you cannot be Mitzarei, it's Zaman Lekin. The Ben Gershom mentioned on the Zayin on Alf Erichin says when a person is going to be killed, he has to kill him right away, Al Tzab Lachayim. You know why? Having a suvay dieter? No, the ma'aser circle so right now is a matter of being afraid. You have to end a climb. You have tzav al chaim right now. So we see that the paiskim lishon of etzim seem to be arguing on the chavos yon or advanz, and the paiskim do say also lamashal the prika is shaykh even by person.
Advanz. The regeshim halukum
advanz. Ben regeshim not luchu. Yeah, the eicham of the ben regeshim. But others are by you know the case of prika. It's also shaykh on the person. Let's say you're wearing a heavy weight. It's shaykh on the person that. The Rambam and I say Reish Gimel and Lois say Reish Ayin. The Rambam says very clearly, Prika is Tzayit animal, Tzayit person. Prika, that's the Rambam, but it's not a good advice. The Chinuch says the same thing in Simon Mitzvah Tavkuf Mem. Also, the Echlam and the Prika, there's also Shaykh the person. So the Rambam and the Chinuch are way by Prika, you have Rishonim by Chesimo, and you have Rishonim the Sma, and the Tana say the Tabachim applies to person. The Chor applies to person and all in every case. I mean, the Chor, you see a person in the street trying to take the stroller up the steps. A girl in any area of the Chora, it's very tired, it's very hard for her to do. Who are you, Chiyu Tzav L'Chaim, to help her out?
How means that?
Tzav means emotional, physical, or innate desire. Well, this is physical. Some of them just takes a while. It's hard. They're tired. They don't want it, they don't enjoy it. It's not, and they're very thankful. They might not ask for it, but they're very thankful. What about a Goy? Tzav L'Chaim, and a Goy, you're not. So, Moshe, you see an Arab in Meshaw, I'm carrying a refrigerator on his back. You have to help him out. Fine, he put on himself. My Shem is saying there's Indian Prika on a person. Or an guy, he wants to help you with the refrigerator. Do you have to help him out with the refrigerator on his back or not? So, the Lashon Shai Chuma, what says is the Kolshkin, the Isser of Tabalachim in a person, is Lashon is a Tzamalakim. Does the guy have a Tzamalakim or not? So a stammer person should be worried about the tzara of a guy in Archaim, in Simon Rish, Chafay, in Tiftet. Over there it talks about, you see a person who is either a sumo, or a chiker, or a koto, he's lame, or his hands are cut off, or he's blind. Make a bracha mashana bris. Says the Allah Vaito, but let's say he was born normal, and then after he became a sumo, then you make a bracha of dynamis. However, it says over there that tzara if it's someone that you're mitzara for. However, someone you're not mitzara for, the marshal a guy, Echanami, don't make a bracha dynamis. I mean, first you see, a person should not be asked to care about a goy. That's all. Whether it's a right, Tabachai, or not, Yishlai, or Balchoy, you shouldn't really care. No need to be tzar for a goy.
Is it
a right if you don't have to know about that? Sure. Yishlai. Yishlai. Maybe, yeah, maybe not. Yishlai. In the office in Paragimel, in the mission office, Paragimel, Mr. Yadal, over there it says, Chol Adam Shnivu B'Telem, and Chol Yisrael Shnivu B'Nim. Shnivu B'Nim. That a mission over there says very clearly that Chol Adam, Adam's great, he had a Telem, and Chol Yisrael, that they're called B'Nim. That means, who has a Telem? Adam, not Yisrael. Who is an Adam? Chol Adam is Lafuki Yisrael, means even Goyim. They have a choice, so over there says, who is a Telem Lakim? Even a Goyim. That means in the Shai Shuvah saying, you have to have a Chaim, a Telem Lakim, who is the mission saying in Purish, a Goyim has a Telem Lakim. Therefore, the Torah says that the Chiddush over there is lost in his be'erach. That Yira Adam Lahitim Lakol, a person should be good to all Briyas. Afilu She'enoi Ben Briyas, even to a Goy. The Kolshkin Shalom Yigum Le Nezek, you cannot cause many Nezek. The Gupoi, the Moinoi, the Kvoidoi, whether it's his Gup, his moment, or his Kovit. Shalom Yivazu, Ishtam Avazin. So he says the Torah says that John Zavir also said that Goy is Nichol in the Indian of Adam Shnivah B'Tselem. And the Maitre, you should not be mazikim, he says. You want to not be mazikim before the Torah is told. He says, you should not be mazikim, but gufo, but moin, but kvaydai, not be vazim. Comes out also, interesting, chiddush, comes out, you should not say loshon, a guy also. Shloi vazu, you should not be vazim. Let's call it loshonor, yishlayim. Fine, but the Maitre, he says, it's nikl in etzamalikim. Look at the Sephardna and Pashas. Yisrael also says, a guy has etzamalikim. The Sefer Pris, the Shidosai, and the Chalabay's Perkid Gimel, also has etzamalikim, Meshchach, and Shmoy's Perkid Beis. And the Tartvimo, of course, he also says the same thing in the Pirish Bach Shomar. In Ovis, the very Gimel says the same story that the Gvada Goya had Samuel Kim on this Mishnah. However, of Chad Hashem, there's a Sefer Medrash Shmuel in Ovis, on the Mishnah over there, Perak Gimel, the Mishnah Yudches, He said he asked this question to B'chaim Vital. He asked B'chaim Vital, the Goyim have its own kin. So B'chaim Vital, Avad not. Only Yisrael have, and not Erech Lami Goyim. I said the Mishnah Adam, he said, Shem Choshev Mishem Yisrael. Adam is a Shem Choshev that Yisrael fall that way. We're talking about Taf Yisrael. Look over there in the Pirish Mogan Ovid. Yeah, I told you, he has a Svar over there. A lot of people have. The Mishnah, he says, B'chaim Vital, they clearly have no Tzamal kin. Shlomo Kluger and his parish Mogan Oves, also the Mishnah there says the same aside. Also that Avada, only Yisrael has a similar kim. Same thing, Morala within the Mishnah, the Nefesh Chaim in the Shar Aleph Perek Dalet says also who has a similar kim, only Yisrael.
What's
so you have to find similar kim in Yishmael if all these cases I'm saying are the right one to another from Mishnahis, because could be they're each talking about different levels of similar kim. Different halakim, they're teaching it differently, Yishmael and Echonami. But on the surface. Another way to answer the Mishnah was to say for Kovod Bahadur Ta'ataru and Amad Ayin, the big example from Shach. Now when it says Echnami, a person and Adam was created with a Tzelem, Echnami even going, however that was only till Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Echnami the going lost the Tzelem Likim. Same thing the Shalom Eishiv says in Divrei Shol in Chalak Aleph Pashen Noach, that after Matan Torah and Echnami there is no Tzelem Likim anymore to a going. So it comes out from the Rabbeinu Yonah's Lashon, it says, that a Tzavah Chaim is negate, Tzamal Akim, who is the right, the Khan Lakan, because we have before a Gedolim on both sides, whether the Goyim do have a Tzamal Akim or not, and Yishlein also what Taich was, each one could be Taiching it differently, what the word Tzamal Akim means. Oh, Tzamal Akim. So we got to. So there's a Gemara Mstachim on that Chabez of an Aleph. The Gemara says over there that he gave Trafis to a Caliph. When you have Trafis, you give it to a dog. It says over there, Rashi, why? It says, Shenichbod Schar Kelov Menanochem. Two gifts. So it's Rashi. Either the covet of a dog is give more covet than to a guy, or the Schar you give to a Kelov more than a guy. So we see over there, yes, you want tiny baby Kolshkin. From what? Baal Fahim, he said, Tzabal Chaim, Kolshkin, a guy. It says, Rashi, what? Kelov is better than a guy. It says over there, Bukhanim, Imsachim, Oizcha Beis. Over there, what's Nachmina? That we see over here that a guy is less than Behema, and if we have no Makar from over here, from Behema, Tzabal Chaim. You have no makos of the b'chonon, the echnami tzabal chayim the goy, because the goy is less than the behemo. When you look in the Rashi and Shuvah, when he says that in the tzabal chayim in the simon reish beis by a person, his lashon is Yisrael. Look in the Taz in ayin reish beis and the Sman ayin reish beis, his lashon is again Yisrael. The chiddush on top of nun yesh ayin tzavir sounds that way. The ma'aser, the biyashiv and oris and b'mitzian and dachman beis and beis, his lashon is vaday tzabal chayim the reisa lek of the goyim. Avada, there is no Tzabal Chaim, says of Yashu by Goyim at all. He says, why Toshu Begorim Horog? Yishlein is right over there. He says, Achmishim Eva, Vada Shaykh will go. Eva Shaykh, if he knows you, how about you didn't? Not going to Eva. However, it's time you see a guy in the street, has a picture in his back, comes out, feel B'chonon, before we have Rashi, and before the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Taz, Smar, Alokho, and the Yashu says, in Echnami, there is no Indian Tzabal Chaim to a Goyim. What about Tzabal HaChaim is some an animal that is hefka in the street, you have to chiv to feed it, or you have no chiv to feed it, or let's say it's bitzar, you have chiv to help it out or not. Basically a case of that you did not cause the tzar, someone else caused the tzar. Do you have a chiv to help it out? Either it's someone else's animal or it's hefka. So the Chassam Sofer in Yerodea, in Simen Shin Yud Dalet, and Simen Shin Yud Ches, also Tveris HaSol in the Doran Perek Dalet, in Boyaz Ois Gimel, in the Moshe, in Arachayim Chelik Beis, in Simen Nun Beis, they find that the Eich Lami is something that's hefker or not yours, you have no chiyuv of Tzabal HaChaim. The rabbis all say, you don't have to feed all the animals in the street. You don't have to take care of them. That's one of the main rabbis they bring down. There are other rabbis, Marsh, Vashlomim, but one rabbi they say is, we don't have no chiyuv, take care of animals in the street. Why not Tzabal HaChaim? Not your responsibility. Your responsibility is only your animal, or you cannot cause Tzabal HaChaim to somebody else. But however, there is no chiyuv to take care of something that you did not do. You could be Shevat HaYisov. How about Tzalasheni, there is Ma'itza Gras in Yerdeya, and also the Kishuk and Orach, and Kuf Tzadik Aleph, they say there is Tzabal HaChaim even by something that's Hefker, it sounds like it's Machlokes. The Chor, one way you can bring it against the Moshe or the Imei who are Mekel, the Chor, what do you have Priko? Priko is what? That someone else has on his own animal, he has Chosim on top of it. What did you do? Why the Chiv to help him out? What's the reason? Tzabal HaChaim is only, you should not cause it, or your own animal. It's somebody else's animal. Why is it Tzabal HaChaim by Priko? So Moshe is his cash himself in Dibris, in Bamatzion, in Simon Lamed, on our face. And over there he says, he has two Malachim. One he says, there's the Kosov. One Malachim, there's the Kosov. Fine. Another Malach he says,
wait, so we go down from there. The Tzabal HaChaim is down from there, so
you know. I know, he's Marach. Yeah. Could we have Kosov, except for maybe that case, he's like, why?
Because
Because it can be good. Now, looking to take all animals of Africa. But the other story says is that since it's a chiyuv to the bailum, if we have a chiyuv to help out the bailum, and explains that two ways: either mitzvah the bailum helping him out, mitzvah the person has to the animal. Therefore, you also have a chiyuv. Yes, different ways to answer this question, but it's a good question. The answer is it. So it comes out again. You have a chiyuv to help out the animal. I have to put my colleague inside for this game. This is Kumar's mentioned because the tzav al-chayim al-chura is an ister eisim la-locho, and if it was also assigned behemoth and chayis and oifis and dogim on the bog and chura and yisrael, pashis la-locho is la-negeir to go to tzav al-chayim, shev al-tais is machloikis, to kill an animal is l'chura and machloikis if negeir tzav al-chayim, the te'elis is mutter, however you have to judge exactly what the level of te'elis is, and it's not to do things to be dying, it's a problem of midah zoyis. The Rabban in Kitzetzai says, what do we see? What is the point of Tzav al-Chaim? What is the Indian of it? She says, Avad is not mitzad the animal. If it will be mitzad the animal, then you should do shechita also. The reason we're having rachmanis on animals is why? It says, Avad is to teach a person the concept of rachmanis. To teach you, it's for you that you should have rachmanis. Not mitzad the animal. It's a meter that a person should agree in him to have rachmanis. Like the Gemara says, the Kvaisal, that when the meter is to have rachmanis. And we should agree that inside you. That's the whole point of Tzav al-Chaim. Something that's sometimes a little bit harder to do, but we have to be sensitive to other people and to other things, and have rachmanis for ourselves. And if we do, talk to Zerich, the Baruch, like Moses says, Ba'amatzi and Pe'ehem and Aleph, if you have rachmanis somebody else, the Baruch should have rachmanis upon you. Next week is going to be Chanukah. So the minhag of Bnei Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael is they light outside in a box. In the box, there's a glass usually there. A lot of boxes have a pasuk of Ner Mitzvah Torah Or, or they have a Ner to Lola Kodeshem, either have a pasuk or they have a din. So that glass, does it have a din Kedusha? Do you have to, if it breaks, it happens a lot of times, especially by Yeshiva, it breaks. Do you have to put it in Shemus or not? So Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein has a tshuva and gives a Kodesh. He says, Tzorachian. He says, Valocha, what should a person do? When it breaks, he said, wrap it up and bury it yourself. Put it in Geniza, you can't, because the guy who's always in Geniza, he colors himself on the glass. Practically, you shouldn't put it there. He says, you have to bury it, wrap it up and bury it. So to go through other nyonim, negate to cover the svarim, or negate this Indian, of how much respect, or how much cover you have to give to the svarim. So the different things, there's a sefer Torah, there's a safe, then there's svarim, stam svarim, and then there's mitzvahs. A sefer Torah, you have to, lamashal, stand up for a sefer Torah. So the Gemara in Kedushin, that Avraham Gemara obeys, the Gemara says, "V'pneilam deha imdim." In front of Talmidei Chum, you have to stand. V'pneil akolshkein, in front of a sefer Torah, certainly you have to understand. You have to stand up for it. That what? By Talmud Chacham, the chiv deraisa to stand up with v'pnei sefer Tochum. The other kavachoyim, which kavachoyim is in deraisa, certainly you have to stand up for a Torah. And that's how the Mishpat Zahav and Simon Kufn and Gimel Paskins that the Chiv covered to a Sefer Torah is Dindaraiso. Just like the Chiv to stand up for a Torah, the Chiv covered to a Sefer Torah is also Dindaraiso. The Moshe Tshuva and Arachayim Chalakei, the Chiv covered to a Torah is Dindaraiso. So the Lalocha is Lav Dafka standing up, but anything you have to do for Rebbe, Lamasho by Rebbe, you can't turn your back to him or walk away. Or you can spit in front of him, you can megali erev in front of him, you have to sit in front of him with covered rosh, pachad yiro. The other paskin yiroday and simon resh pei beis, the machava paskin, the same thing. A person who walks away from the same Torah, he can't put his back towards to it. Why is it going? Kol shkein for a rebbe. You can spit in front of it, kol shkein for a rebbe. You have to be noig, covered yiro, pachad, kol shkein for a rebbe. Whatever getter a rebbe has, kol shkein, the same Torah, the same getter, you have to noig with it covered. The Moshe also Rebbe, when he's, let's say, passed by, when do you sit down by a Rebbe? The lock is, till he either goes to his place, Megim and Kaimai, or until you don't see him anymore, then you can sit down. Or is Rishus Acheres? Sefer Torah is the same halacha. Once it left you Rishus, or once you don't see him anymore, or once you reach his Makom and Echlami, then you can sit down. So if so, when the Aron Kodesh, you open up, and you, let's say you have been Malkenu, or times you don't take out the Sefer Torah, do you have to stand up for the Sefer Torah? The Mice, it is in its Makom, and by Rebbe, you don't have to stand up. Says the Taz in your day, Rish Membez, Lalochi, Mikaratin, you do not have to stand up for Aron Kodesh. Aron Kodesh opens up. It's like a Rebbe, it's in its place, and you don't stand up. We do. Why? Says the Taz, I've covered. We know you covered, but Mikaratin, you don't have to. That's how Paskin is also the Tzitzliyaz of Chalik Tazvav, in the Igrish Moshin of Chaim Chalikai, and the Shaitim, Mishabu, Sim Kufna involved, Paskin, the Mikaratin, you do not have to stand up for the Aron Kodesh. Why? Because it is in its place. Says the Shaitim, also, don't make this. When you say, let's say you're saying neshamas, and then someone's holding the Sefer Torah by the bima, that is his place, you can sit down. Or Birchat HaChodesh, the minhag is to stand, maybe saying else Birchat HaChodesh, but else, the din of the Sefer Torah, you're holding it in your arms, that is his place, and Mirka Din says, Shayatin, you can sit down, out to cover the Sefer Torah. We're not covered. There's Aruch HaShulchan in Resh Pei Beis in Yodaya that says that once we're not covered, for you to sit down is a design, and therefore now we have a chiv to stand up when the Aron Kodesh is open. However, he ends off, however, when a person is weak, everyone knows it's hard to, when you're fasting kibbutz by Ne'ilah, it's open up, and people do sit, near Avada, you're not sitting down, it's not a design, because the people know you're sitting down, because you don't have the energy, and therefore make a din, you're allowed to sit down. Another Indian we learn out from the Sefer Torah is besides from a rabbi, besides the Indian of a rabbi, how you have to know you covered him, is that the issa to mevaza a rabbi, issa bezoin to a rabbi, therefore to a Sefer Torah, is the issa the raisis of the prim godim, to mevaza a Sefer Torah, passing your day, simu, reish pebe, you can't throw a Sefer Torah, you can't turn it upside down, you can put it on the ground, you can't put it on the beam or ksuvim on top of the Torah, or while all else didn't bezoin. Third halacha to Sefer Torah is that a place you cannot read it, you cannot bring it to. Lamashal, you can't bring it to Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, of Bezoyin, because you can't read it there. Or you cannot bring it to Beis HaKfar, it's like the Rosh. Therefore, even a kiss for the kiss, two coverings do not help by Sefer Torah. A place that cannot be read, you can't bring it to. That's all Sefer Torah. Now, all these Gedorim are then a Geyo to our Svarim. Stam Sefer. So the first halacha is, again, giving cover like a Rebbe, you have to give cover to a Sefer Torah. When someone brings you a Chumash, you have to stand up for the Chumash. Regular Chumash, regular Gemara in your hand, you have to stand up for it. The Amor and Reish Pei Beis, the Beis, you bring down a Machoikis. It says, according to the Rambam, for Chumash, you don't have to stand up, there's no Kedusha. And the Yesh Machmirim, the Rajba holds, he writes in Tshuva, the Minig, he writes, the Minig that everyone does, everyone stand up for it. The Beis Yosef writes the Meisim, that's not the Minig, he never saw anyone ever stand up for regular Chumash. And the Shach seems to say that's Ikka Locho, that we don't have to stand up. The Kral Nogu Chai, so we don't stand up for Stam Svarim. We sit. So the in of covered that we learn out from Rebbe does not apply to Stam Svarim. That's the Aramaic. What about the Indian of you cannot bring a sefer to a mokum where you can't read it? So again, we do. We bring Svarim into the bathroom. We do put a kiss off the Zion. But we do bring it in. So that halacha does not apply. There is one halacha that does apply from the Sefer Torah to Shas Svarim. The Indian of the Zion, that just like you cannot be Mevaza in Sefer Torah, you cannot be Mevaza, the same thing, any Svarim. Can't put the sefer on the ground. You can't throw a sefer. So the shell is, what is the get of Bezayin by Svarim? So the Amor in Simon Reish Bebez, it's a Bezayin, he says, his case is, you can't take a sefer, put it on your lap, and put your elbows on it and lean on it. The Amor says, to do such a thing, to lean on the sefer, and the sefer is on your lap, that's a Bezayin. So, to a Bezayin is certainly also, to lean on it, to sit on the sefer, that is a Bezayin, that's also. What about, you're doing it, Tzorech HaLimud, you can take a sefer, you open it up, and you're going to point to the place, your finger's on it, and you're leaning on it. Or it's going to fall, and you're leaning on it, so it's going to fall. Is that what's in that? Noruch HaZabenu, in the Chaim Knievsky, has a pirish on Masechta Sefer Torah. Masechta Sefer Torah is one of the Masechta Ketanis. In the pirish of Gimel Mishnah Tess, he says, L'kuli Amma, to lean upon it. For the Tzorech HaLimud, to put your finger on the place, or it's going to fall, that L'kuli Amma is mutter. He says, if you have Kavanah for both, Sai, for leaning on it, because you're lazy, and also put your finger upon the place, the Tzorech HaLimud, he says, Tzorech HaLimud. If it's for both. So again, for Tzorech HaLimud, that's certainly mutter. For Bezayin, that's certainly also. What about if it's a Derech HaLimud? People, when they have a Sefer, when they learn, the arm is on it. That's a Derech. People do that. They put things on the Gemara. Things that is a Derech. Again, the Tzorech is mutter, and Bezayin is also. What about something that's a Derech HaLimud? Is that mutter also? Naruch HaZabeinu, Chele Gimel. It's wrote down in the Maaseh, the B'chaim Knievsky, Yisroel Chazanish, the Sefer Chazanish on top of the Gemara. So he took off the Chazanish and put the Gemara on top. He did it in front of the Chazanish. Chazanish says that in Klai Yisrael, people are machbin on things they don't have to be machbin on, and they're not machbin on things that they have to be machbin on. He said, Avada Chazanish, you can put on top of the Gemara, and all Torah Shabbat Peh, you can put one on top of another. That's not a problem. So, B'chaim Yisim, what is Klai Yisrael not machbin on, and they should, they have to, the Chiv to be machbin on? He says, when people learn, they lean upon the Svarim. That is Derech Lima, that's also. There's no Tzorah for that. And to lean upon a Sefer while you learn it, that's also. It's brought down in a lot of different forms that Tzadik HaZnish, the Tzadik HaZnish, you ask and tell people, they ask you, lean on a Sefer, because that's a Derech HaLimud. It says, also, there's no Tzorech in that, and to lean on a Sefer, put your arms on it, is also. People are not makbid things they have to be makbid upon.
To
Don't do that. Don't study for limud. If it helps you learn, fine. But it doesn't help people, just stop. Do it. Because where put your hand, put it here, put it there.
The whole sefer or just the ksiva part of it?
The whole thing is kedusha sefer. The whole thing. The whole thing is kedusha sefer. Sorry? Right, so that means you're using the safer if you only use, which you're not allowed to. No, yeah, you want the safer, you're happy. Yeah, you just sound
the
leave.
Yeah,
no, again, that's what Chazal says. The other ones makbid, are not makbid, and they put their hands on it, and that's not the derech, and that's all. And that is not, Sarah Halima's author. You know, it's Chaim Zonderfeld, and similar to Chaim, and similar to Topkov, Lamatez, they asked him, can you put your hands on top of the safer with Sarah Halimud? And he says, go look in the Masechet Sefer Torah, and the issue is derech bezoyin. That's bezoyin, to put your hands upon it. It's mutter. Only bezoyin is mutter. And there's a famous picture of the Moshe that he has sitting in the summer in the camp. He's wearing his pajamas still, and he has his arm on the sefer. Derech limud, famous picture. And you see all the pictures, all the gedolim, they have their arm on the sefer. Why? Lachur derech limud. They hold. It's not bezoyin. That's how you learn. You put your hand upon it. So. What?
Maybe
it's Yosifun.
Yosifun?
Yeah.
Not
the period,
but...
No, it doesn't. The guy told me he took the picture, told me he was learning how to safer. But, he took it early in the morning, it was still just sun was rising. So my thing, and you see all the Gedolim, clearly see a lot of Gedolim, they lean on Svam when they learn, see, look at the pictures, they certainly do it. So the Derech Halimut seems to be Machloikis. Another case, another Nafkamino is, Lemaisa, can you put your pen on top of a safer? Can you put your glass upon the safer? So it's what on the Oros Balochin Chelik Beis that the Chaim Pitrush Shalmuk says that people will take off their glasses and they just dumb. That's how they learn. That's a derech. Put the pen on top of it. Derech halimut is mutter. That's a derech halimut. So we have what? No, that's how you do it. That's what you do. What derech halimut is not bezoyin. No one can say, how can you do that? So yeah, whatever the derech, that's what you put your pen on. No one's going to challenge you, how can you put your pen upon it? It's not bizarre, you know, it's like, oh, your pen's upon it. It's understandable. The answer is derech bizarre. That's the mekilim. Again, the mechan kinei afkiyenu, the mechan says, no, only tzorech limud. That is what is mutter. Another case, that is vortam, that's bizarre, is also pischa tshuva, nyerdei, and enem simen reish pepeis, sefron yuzayin, I think. He says that you cannot put anything inside of a sefer. Mishabur also in Simkuf and Dalit, Sikon Lamadalo says to put anything inside of a sefer is also. So we'll go through different cases. Well, Marshall, you have Seamus. You found Seamus either on a stand or on a bench, on a floor. Can you put it inside your sefer and store it there? So they bring down from Rabbi Yashiv and Yashiv Moshe on the Tazayin, and he says also, using your sefer as a storage place. To store your Seamus inside is also Gomer. Beit Baruch, Binom and Zomer, Klal Yud Aleph also says it's also. Chelpez and Beis Baruch, Ephraim Greenblatt writes to him and says, Wizzy Mokhar to Aser, says, Pasha, it's bizarre. To use your safer as a storage place, that's also. Another case is, you see a lot of times, you see your hairs inside of Gemara. People's hairs are inside. I rather store your hairs, your beard, the hairs of the beard, inside a safer or not. So, there's a tshuva. So, besides the Benonim Chaveli, besides, you know, how can you put someone else safer in the yeshiva safer, you open it up, you see guys here. Maybe they forgot it there, I don't know. Some maybe it's bezoin, it's not nice, it's mias. But in Torah Lishma, the Ben Ish Chai has a tshuva and Simen Shinvav, and says, how can you do that? Using it as a garbage place, using it as a storage place, for it's also. He says, not allowed to do that. The Beis Baruch, Klal Yud Aleph also. There is a Lakute Marech in Chelik Aleph, and say the Kri'itim L'Torah, Bayoim, he writes that it depends. If you're a person who's knowing like the Chumash Arizal that brought down the Behetiv, in Yodeh, Simen Reish Pei Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, that says, that you should never touch your beard and never shave your beard. You're one of those people who never shave your beard. And you never touch your beard, then your beard has the kedusha and the malus, whatever the malus they have. Then if it falls out, you can put it inside a sefer. His lashon is, why? Shlo yifkom ha-tinoiris. Shouldn't be poking the tinoiris, the pipes. What that means, I have no idea. But there's a mile in kedusha of a person's beard. A person's beard is a mile to it. So if you're one of those people, in the chanami. However, I don't think... What? It sounds like... come on, everyone here shaves, or everyone touches their beard. I don't think anyone in Shiva doesn't touch their beard. For them to put it inside the safer, before the Islam Makar, who you mean revise the safer? To take your hair and put it inside the safer?
Yeah,
but he may have told about the truth, but I don't know who's running to. He says it's also. He knew the Kabbalah, I know. Another case is tzitzis. Can you take, let's say you want out tzitzis, can you store inside your Gemara or not? So the Mishavu and Simon Chafalos of Kon Ches, he says, once it's worn out, use it as a bookmark, as a simon, that's mutter. However, stamp to store there as why a storage place, says the Yaivet Samor Ketzi over there in Simon Chafalos, Shtus, Narishkeit. Anyone does it, your mom shouldn't get saved for your own use, and you can't do that. You shouldn't do that. What about a blank piece of paper? Can you store it inside your Gemara? So, Mishavu and Simon Kuf and Dalet, Kon Lam Alef, says you can't. If you can use it for shiur, we'll get to that later. But let's say it's not a blank piece of paper, or you want to store inside of it your invitation or pictures or those things. Before that's also using your Gemara as a stamshus. So different people want to taina, you know, Moshe Don. Others want to taina that let's say you have a sefer that has blank pieces of paper, and the first page is blank, and then you have the cover. So maybe the blank is a tashmish to kedusha, and the cover is a tashmish, and therefore maybe the head to put things inside. Heard it from different people on the time, maybe there's you can now swarm because it's no real kedusha, the cover and the first page. So first the Prima Gordon, the Simon Shintez Vav, he writes a blank piece of the paper, bottle the sefer. It's mamish that didn't the sefer, and whatever kedusha the sefer has, the blank pages have also. The cover says Mishavu and the Mem, calling the Prima Gordon, and the cover is also except the chelik of the guva sefer, and has the same kedusha the sefer, and therefore there is no heter to it, and therefore the Mishabur writes, when you go to the bathroom, you need two coverings, kiss b'tach kiss. Why? Because this is the chelik of the sefer, and you need two other coverings. Well, one covering, of course, is the makilim, but the ma'aseh, there is no milo, the fact that you have a blank piece of paper, or that you have a covering on top of it. It's all nichol chelik of the sefer, and the kedushas are sefer, and you have to be machmir upon it. Now, again, mention that derech b'zayin is also, derech limud is mutter, and derech limud is machlokes. Derech limud, what does exactly that mean? So, to lean upon it, derech limud, on that sefer, you want to learn from that sefer, that's mutter. But let's say you want to take one sefer and use it for another sefer, derech limud. Marshal, you have a sefer over here, and you want to pick it up and take this sefer and use it, pick it up. Taking this sefer, and you want to use it, derech limud, because you want to see it clearly, you're better, for another sefer. You're not learning from the first sefer. Is that mutter or is that also? So the Taz says, on this exact case, to pick up one sefer by another sefer, it says a limud, it says a bezoin. You're making the first sefer be a rak. It's a rak for you, it's an evan. You're making a sefer be a rak. So the Taz in Yerodeya, Simon Reish Pei Beis, and in Arachayim, Simon Shintez Vav, to use one sefer to pick up another sefer, it says a limud, and a bezoin, Godom is there, and it's also gomer. Comes along the Magen Avraham, in Arachayim, Simon Kuf and Dalet. He says, no, Avada, it's mutter. Why? First of all, what's the difference? The sefer is here, the sefer is there. Why are you learning? It's a tzorech halimud. Lamaisa, you're learning from it. It's helping you learn. The fact that you're not learning from that sefer, so what? But it's helping you learn any sefer, that's tzorech halimud, that's mutter. Malacha ad paskin. So first, if the sefer is there already, so there, the halacha, Maravam, and Taz, the Kuliyama, Mishavu paskin, you're allowed to put one sefer on top of another. If it's there already, you go to you understand the sefer there, you want to put one top of another to lean upon it. If it's there already, the kliyam is mutter.
Same thing when you're resting your hand on the
sefer, it's there already. But there, yeah, no, but here it's tarich limud, it
helps
you out to the limud. And the sefer itself has kedusha. Your arm, maybe yours, arms don't have kedusha. So spam, yeah, there's milo and kedusha. We'll get to the milo and kedusha. So, had a paskin, do we pass my vitalis with machmer or the mogavam with maker and become an afghaninis? So, the archashulchan, the yardei, the simmerish pebeit, the paskin like vitalis machmer, the kutim ariach, from the kutim, in Seder, kvi, itim atoya, bayoim, paskin like vitalis, of the yashiv, is also in the Seder, avne yashvim, pek, ala paskin like vitalis, and the stock of mishpah, the abloin, pek, the zain, they all paskin like vitalis. The ikka loch is, you cannot take one sefer, the tzorech, another sefer, to lean upon it. However, other way, the Chayodim, Klal Lam Aleph, he's make like Mogad Avram, Kishuk and Aleph, Simon Chavches, Kavachayim, Kufn and Dalet, and the Mishabur, two places, Mishabur and Simon Kufn and Dalet, Sivkon Lam Aleph, and Simon Shintas Rav, Sivkon Lam, it says, Yishmahatu, you could use one safe for another safe to lean upon it. Why? Because it's Tzarech Limud, and therefore it's Mutter. So, to go through different cases that they place them on the Bitola and Nachaminas, so again, one Nachaminas put one safe underneath another, Machogitaz and Mogad Avram. Another case is, let's say you have a new sefer. You open it up, and you want to keep your place, and the pages go back by itself. And if you want to learn from it, can you take one sefer and put it on top of another sefer? It's going to go back by itself. So, is that, according to the Magen Avraham, it will be mutter, because you're taking one sefer and putting it on top of the other, so you can learn better. Kun Taz, using it as an Evan for a Sefer, will be also. So the Tzadok of Mishpah, Rabloi says, Tol the same Achloik, it's Kun Mishpah will be Mutter, Kun Ach Shulchan will be also. Also heard of Zav Smith say also, same thing, it's totally the same Achloikas. Another case where some person will say it's also totally the same Achloikas is a person when he has a Sefer opened, the Loch is in Yodeya, Sivin Rish, Ayin Zayin, he cannot walk out and leave the Sefer opened. Why? Because it's going to the Sefer. The Shach, it's called Aleph over there, says that there's a Malach, is called a Shaid, Shindalid, and he waits for you to leave. The moment you leave, he causes you to forget all your learning that you just learned. Causes you to forget. Therefore, you have to cover it, or you have to close it. The Bnei Zilber Beis Baruch says it doesn't help to turn the pages and go to another page. Because what you learned, you're covering. The page you didn't learn, how can you make you forget? It says it does not help. The mice, you have to, it's a design for the safer, and you have to close the safer, or maybe leave it to the first page open.
You never learned to forget.
Well, it means the design, you make you forget other stuff.
What's
called leaving? Oh, so, what called leaving is Mahogany's appointing exactly how long that needs to leave. The Tshuva, Yaskel, Avdei, Chalakei, and all other Achoinim, they want to know that since the Shade is waiting for you to leave, who even a regular Echad, you leave for one moment and come back, he's mamash waiting, and he wants to do his job, Echami for 1 second also. However, B'chaim Kanievsky, he says, when you're inside that same room, you're inside one room, Mice is not leaving yet, like in the Beis Medrash, go around Beis Medrash, talk to people, that's one cheder, not leaving yet. But Choshulchan, in Tim Rishai and Zayin, and the Shalom Eshev, the Yad Shol, says the Ged is a long time. A short time, not. He says the marshal, even if you go to the street, or the Yad Shol says you go to the bathroom, it's fine, because that's a short time going to the bathroom, not Masiach Das. Or if you go to the street to talk to someone for a short time, that's fine. A long time is also... Well, I should ask... What? Not Masiach Das, it's all one thing. Long and short, you should learn what it is, but...
I don't know if I meant entirely long, but you're arguing about a big line.
Different Gedarm, again, either it's one room. According to Chaim Kanevsky, it's one room usually. Right, according to long and short, Masiach Das. Well, I saw that Avnei Yashba says you can even go eat, because that can be koich to learn. It's all chelik of a hemshech of learning. No, before you, it's absurd to be safe open. So close it, come back and open it. Yeah, but this is also, besides the design, there's also the shade waiting to do his job. So yes, I don't know how shade work, I don't know how these things work, but they get different gedarim. Shemitah Gov HaNefesh, Simpei Hei, has a bunch of different gedarim, exactly how it works. But, I don't know, the item seems to make all up. Now, can you take, when you walk out, so best thing is to close it. Can you, Lamashal, I see a lot of people, they have the gemara open, and what they do, they take one sefer and they put it on top. They put it on top. So using one sefer as an evan to close the other sefer, is that mutter also? So somewhat tiny, this mamash totally in the same shiloh, taz and the mogev yom. The bloy instead of tzedakah mishpah pek jazayin, the shmitz guf ha-nefesh in sim pehei, and this in karelitz, and mginzeh kodesh pek pei, they all say, it's totally the same achloik is taz and mogev yom, kun mogev yom be mutter, kun the taz be also. However, I don't think it's totally ever there, and so others also, that first of all, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he writes clearly, the halacha is that you'll have to take one sefer and put it underneath another sefer. Next line, why? Because he holds like Makim L'Tzorech Limud Mutter. Next line, Mamash next line, he writes, however, put one top of another to save your place, that's also. Mayai, what's the chiluk? He says, it's Mutter L'Tzorech Limud for that, not one top of another. So, in Avnei Yashiv, big example, from Liashiv, a chiluk, Zev Smith said, a palm, also the palm that's also the same chiluk, that the Tzorech Limud to put one underneath another, or something else, that's mutter only when you're learning right now. You want to learn right now, so you can put one sefer underneath another, and you want to learn from it right now. Or, putting one sefer on top of another, you want to learn from it right now. You want to put a sefer on top of another, and learn from the sefer later on, sign the Taz, sign the Mogavam will hold this also. Everyone will hold this also. Therefore, to walk out, and to put your sefer one top of another, Lukuliyama will be also. What will be in Afkamino? What happens to come out every day in Yeshiva? You have a shtender, you take a sefer, you open it up, and you say you've got a shtender. You're taking a sefer as an evan, as a place mark, or saying, I reserve this seat, for what? So after the Torah for later on. So, are you allowed to do that? But who are you doing it for later on? Say the Taz, say the Mogad Ram, who should be also? So they wrote to B'chaim Kanievsky, the Shiloh is printed in the sefer, in the Kiyas, the Kov, the Tefillah, and he writes, Yeshloim the Mutter when you use that sefer later on. The only time it's Mutter, if that sefer you can use later on during your seder, then it's Mutter. Why? Then it's not doing one sefer, the Torah, a limud. You're taking your kovitz and ksubis, and you can learn from the kovitz later on, and you're opening up now. That is a tzurich, that sefer itself should have vapi time from linking that sefer. So to open up, or you can open up, let's say, a siddur to the hirotzen before you learn to say the hirotzen, that is a tzurich for later on, there'll be mutter. However, it's time to take any siddur, any sefer in front of you and open up, put up on the shtender, who is sign the time, sign the mogavom, should be also. Chaim Sinevsky says that only a sefer you can learn from later on is, do you have a right to use.
As long as you learn first.
And do what? And then to close it afterwards.
And then
Jehovah
will tell you
about it,
so when
he
comes.
Yeah, but you open up Menachos, I mean, I learned from it.
What are you
listening? No, get it, take Kovitz and Ksubis, you use it in the Seder, right?
No,
get it, he wants it. Take a saving and learn. Don't use it as a rack.
Your commission did it for
you already. Fine. Or maybe someone that she's a whole, it's telling the Tazim on everyone. Well, fine, but the best thing says, Yeshua, the Motel Chaim Kinevsky, is use a Sefer that you plan to use during the Seder. Another case.
Also, the
Sefer
needs to be covered.
Oh, so how much it's covered, just the words, all Sefer, some of the Sefer is bigger than others. That's a shallow among the players, exactly how much has to be covered. You see, people usually cover just a little bit, and they think that's enough.
Do you think
that paper is covered? It's Torah. Using it as an oven, using it as a rack, according to Tav Yosef, and according to Evan Lechor, using it for later on.
No, but then this is, I meant, according to Magavan, you must have given now this paper in Mazorah.
No, according to Magavan again, they're saying, if it could be used later on, even the Magavan will hold this also. If the Tzarek Lima is the Tzarek Lima later on, even the Magavan will hold this also. One, another case, also Nageya, is that when you write on a piece of paper on top of the sefer, you ensure you have a piece of paper, and you want to... Let's take another case first. Can you put a piece of paper inside the Gemara? First, can you put a piece of paper inside, use it as a storage place in Gemara? So, someone time maybe is telling Machlokes Taz Magen Avraham, because that's when you're doing the circling for the pages, but not for that sefer. However, the Chashukhan and Simon Rish Pei Beis Paskin like the Taz, that you cannot use one sefer with Tzarek Limud of another sefer. Yet, in the next line he writes, also, you can take Divrei Torah, you wrote your Sheiran, and store it inside your sefer. Why? Says the Chashukhan, why? It's not bizarre. The fact these the pages have a Kedusha to it, has your Rebbe Sheir upon it, has your notes upon it. The fact that it has Kedusha, that itself you have a right to store it inside your Gemara, or inside the Kuli Amlitz Mutter. Now what about blank pages? Can you store it inside your Gemara? Let's say you plan to write with it later on. So also someone says, told my focus Taz among Avram, according to Taz, it should be also because you're using your Gemara as a storage place for Tzarek paper to learn later on. According to Magen Avram, it should be Mutter. However, again, according to what we said before, that if it's Tzarek Lima later on, again, you want to use the pages later on, tomorrow the next day, inside the Taz, inside the Magen Avram, holds also, who should be also according to everybody. So how can people take people do take pages and keep them inside the Gemara. What is the heter? So in Avni Yashbin Chelakimel he passes his also, and Nechlam means also. And then
if
it has turn, it's fine, it's Kedusha already. The first pages you have real turn, the other pages not? Yeah, then it's all Kedusha. All is Kedusha. But let's say a lot of times you have this regular blank pages. So Avni Yashbin Chelakimel says also entirely Shema. In Simon Shindvav, it says also it's also, it says even you plan to use the piece of paper later on to write Torah, but Maisa, maybe you won't. Maybe you take out the piece of paper and do it for other things. And it makes you write more Shabbos, Daf Chabez, and it says you cannot put blank pages inside your Gemara. Sorry?
Folder.
It should be the same thing. If a folder is crucial, unless you say a folder is built upon a Tznai. And for a folder, you know, you put blank pages, has a Tznai, it'll be fine. The Moshe. Sorry?
Based on
the Vela,
don't
have. Do you have to?
But if you do,
has no, the Moshe and Shuvah says it's nothing.
So make Kedusha?
No Kedusha. But he says it's a problem, but based on Magdal, no. The Moshe and Rechaim, Chilik Dal, Simon Lamaches, talks about Shabbos, you have blank pages inside a Sefer. Does it make the whole Sefer Moksha or not? So he says, as in and of Bezoin a Sefer to leave a blank page inside, if you plan to use it tomorrow, it's no sort of Bezoin. He says very clearly that you allow to put blank pages inside a Gemara. He says it. And also saw in Oros Balacha Chel Beid, Chaim Pitcha Scheinberg says that you could put blank pages inside a Gemara. Why can you? Why can't you? Why can't you? So it could be that in a, you need to bear the Maisa why, but it could be that something that's a derech, like it's derech to store your notes, which had a kedusha inside your sefer, could be with a derech, people put blank pages inside the Gemara, that's derech to put empty pages, to write upon it later, maybe sign the Taz, sign the Mogavam, it's not an Evan, you're not using Gemara as an Evan. That's how you do it, maybe the Kulayam with Motor. Since you can use the pages later on as Kedusha, maybe Evan holds the Motor. That's how Maisa Moshe passes the Motor in the Chaim Pitzker Scheinberg. Can you write upon a piece of paper that's on top of your sefer, or is it also? So, again, Beis Baruch and Klal Laman Aleph, if you want to say Machlokes Gittaz Mogen Avram, and it's brought down in Kovetz Kol HaTorah, Nun Dalet, that Rabbi Kotler would tell people, Mutonish Shai Benot for Gemara. We don't write upon a Gemara. It could be he holds not Torah Limud, maybe it's not Derech Limud. We kept telling people, we don't write, it's absurd to write upon a sefer, either maybe Halak Gittaz. However, it's brought down also in the Kovetz over there, Kovetz Kol HaTorah Nun Dalet, that Moshe was knowing that that's how he wrote his Chidushim. He wrote upon Svarim. Look at the picture over here, he has a pen, he's about to write upon the Svarim. And we see a lot of people, they mamish, they write the notes upon Svarim. Again, it could be the reason why it's Mutter, because that is the, and also the Chayodim Chalam Aleph, in Sif Mem Ches, he also writes clearly to write upon your Sefer, your notes is Mutter. What? Could be that's again. You have to know get it. But could be that's the derech olam, and everyone first you usually use the gemara. But that's the derech, and making kedusha upon the words. Could be there's no design to it. Could be everyone holds the motor. Yeah.
What if you consider the fact that there was no roof for more than a
So yeah. So if you mama stuff could be yeah. But you look over here, Moshe has a whole table and he has a gemara and whatever and a piece of paper. Mama's not writing. He has a whole.
If
that's Tzarech Limud, of course, yeah. If it's a Tzarech Limud, that would be the Kulayam also be Motor. Even Machmirish should hold the Motor. Another case of a Torah that we learn after the Torah of Bezoin, again, by a Sefer Torah, we hold the Kimpel, the Vim, the Ksuvim, on top of the Sefer Torah. Can you put a Chumash, Al Chumashim, on top of a Siddur, on top of a Gemara? You can. You take a Gemara and put it on top of a Chumash. Are you allowed to or not? So the Aruch HaShulchan, he writes to Simon Reish Pei Beis, if you test, Reish Pei Gimel Sevav, that since our Svarim are not written the same Kedusha Sefer Torah, one, and two, they are not written on a cloth, so he brings a riot from Rashi and the Ran, that you let her put whatever you want one on top of another. He says, Kotkin HaSvarim HaBetfos, they're printed, therefore, what? He holds any Torah Shabbat Peh can put on top of Torah Shabbat Kfav, there's no Isra at all, there's no Maila, there's no Kedusha to it. There's a Kedusha Klolius and Svarim, but not Kedusha Protius. Those are the words. I mean, they have a Kedusha. You can't revise them, you can't bring them to the bathroom, you can't lean upon them. However, the Protius, that one Sefer has a Mila upon the other Sefer, says Aruch HaShulchan, there's no Mila at all, because they're not written the same Kedusha Sefer Torah, they're not written on a cloth, and you can put a Gemara on top of a Chumash, no Chson at all. So also, in the Oris, Balacha, the Chelk Bey, the Chelk Aleph, he says the Moshe Sheet is the same way. You couldn't find a Moshe anywhere, but he brings down that Moshe holds the same thing, just like the Aruch HaShulchan, that our Svarim, one on top of another, is no problem. You see people when they collect Svarim, they put one on top of another, and there's no problem. However, in they wrote to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, printed in Alei Eloyibol, the Chelek Aleph, they wrote to him, this Aruch HaShulchan, it's a Chiddush, you're not Mechanef that way in Yeshiva, everyone knows they teach you, Chumash has to go on top of a Gemara? What happened? Is it Stamu Machmer, or Chumra, or is it, what's going on? So Shlomo Zalman writes back, we're not Mekabel Aruch HaShulchan. Chayesol is not Mekabel it, and certainly Shem Retoro should not be Mekabel it, and we should be Machmer and put the Chumash Dafka on top of Gemara. So Chumra.
How long ago
was this? Which one?
Was it before the time they did the Shem Retoro?
Sorry?
I don't know exactly, but there came another stage past the time
when Retoro was
confused.
Yeah, but
Shem
Zalman's is...
No, I asked how
old the Tshuva, and how old the Tshuva is. I think look. So my says the machlok is if you bezman hazeh any milo the chumash top of you have to the milo of a chumash you cannot put a chumash top of cannot put a gemara top of a chumash when there is no milo. According to the machmirim, how far you have to machmir? Can you put a akhram bezman hazeh on top of a gemara or not? So mentioned before in the story with the chaznish that klai shel machmir the things cannot be machmir upon and all torish ba'peh you can put a Akron on top of the Gemara, even though it's more than 1,000 years apart, there's no problem because Torah Shabbat has one level And Torah Shabbat and Torah Nevi'im Ksubim is at all different levels. But Torah Shabbat Peh is all one level. What about the Kun Lachmirim? Can you put a Siddur on top of a Chumash? What's the Shaila? A Siddur has in the back Chumash and Tol Sheni. 15% of the Torah has Kriya Shema, has Oz Yoshir. So does the Siddur have a mile to it? Or no, since the Siddur has Chumash and the Siddur, it's brought down the levels. So I heard that Smith said to Yisra Palm, as Rabbi Palm said, a Siddur that has a Chumash in the back has the same mile as a Chumash. That's why you see in the shul, people do put Siddurim on top of Chumashim on Shabbos, and there's no problem. Similar, there's a case like this in the River Sefraim, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kufi Tes. He says, let's say your Siddur has Tehillim in the back of it, and you want to put it on top of a Tehillim, what's the halacha? The Rivei Sefraim writes to his Gedolim, his Chaverim, and they all write back, and he got different responses, three different psalkim. Some say you're supposed to put the Tehillim on top, some say put the Siddur on top, and some say it makes no difference. Brings down three different shittas, and he himself passes the Lamaisa at the end that you should put the Siddur on top, because that's the Tehillim. And he says, however, if you put the other way around, the Siddur on bottom, don't be makpid, no difference. But we see again that since it has Kedusha to it, according to Machmirim, it's not clear exactly what goes one on top of another if it has Tzufim, say the Torah inside a Siddur or things like that.
The Gemara
has Pesukim.
Okay, like
Rabbeinu
Tam
Kedushin.
Could be.
It's not
probably
as
a din chumash,
as a din limit on Torah, as opposed to Mishnah. Yeah, it could be. It has. It's bottle Gemara Pil Sheni. It's 15% chumash, and there's a whole chelik for it.
No one says give me a siddur with chumash.
It depends. You got issue. Pil Sheni. I'll give you a siddur.
On Shabbos
they need it. Yeah, because on Shabbos they need it. The week No, but it could be, it's possible, come on the lesson, no one talks about it. Everyone agrees it's chumash there. Everyone agrees it has a mile of a chumash there. Or especially if a tilm in the back, has a mile of a tilm in the back. Another halacha is that by a sefer Torah, you can't put it on the floor, or you can't put it on the bench, and sit on the bench, or... What about a stam svarim? Stam svarim says, I'm also saying halacha, you cannot sit on a bench, that svarim, or you cannot put stam svarim on the ground. Now, how much off the ground does it have to be? So the Simresh Pebe is a different shittas, but let's take from Moshe a bench. On a bench, how much has to be off? So the Beis Yosef being down on Beinu Menoyach, the Mikra Din off the bench, you can sit on the same level. Mikra Din, Be'er Sim Lam Ches, Be'advaz, Top Kuf Nun. Say Mikra Din, you do not have to have anything off the bench. That's Mikra Din. However, we are Machmer. Everyone says, we're Noyach Kav Asfarim, we're Machmer. They're more positive, we're Machmer and Shnap sit on a bench that's from on the same level. Now, once we're machmer, how much are we machmer? Are we machmer a kolshu, or a tefach, or a three tefachim, or ten tefachim? So the halacha, the different shittas, but first, let's say, can you pick it up? People take svarim on a bench, they pick it up standing up. Does that help? You see, a lot of people do that. So I looked around, and the only thing I found was oisim, Shlomo Zalman, and the B'yashir, Chaim Knievsky, and the Tzinkrelitz, Mishnah Halachas. They all ask and say, standing up helps nothing. Because in my state, it has kedusha, the whole sefer has kedusha, and still the sefer. Standing up is nothing. But how much do you have to stand up? So the Kiddush of Malach Tzim Chavches, the Chashulchan Tzim Reish Pei Pei says you need a tefach. That we should, we're machma at how far? They need a tefach off the bench. Chayodim Kalam Aleph, the Shach Reish Pei Pei says how much? Mashu, a kolshu. So we have a machlekes of how much we are machma. We're machma a kolshu, or machma a tefach. What? The Svar, yeah, it seems, if you look at the price, it seems to be Agosh.
And so,
no, the Ochashim said that Kor, and Tefach certainly is enough.
That's
not, it seems like it should be. Try
to be Machmir Tefach.
No, it sounds like how far you have to be Machmir and feel the Agosh. That's what it sounds like. They think that, again, the Chayotim says, Kol Shu, Rela Hachmir, so if you Machmir, how much you Kol Shu? And the Chashulchan says how much a tefach. So this din of off a bench seems to be the same machlokes off the ground. How much does it have to be? Is it a kol shul or a tefach? They bring down from the Aruch Sabenu, the stifler in his house, that he was very mocked, but even in the bookcase, they wanted that the bottom shelf should not be it should not be within a tefach to the ground. He was very mocked, but even on a tefach, and it had to be a 10 centimeters or 4.5 inches or 4 inches off the ground. The bottom shelf from the ground in the bookcase. You look in yeshiva or other bookcases. My old bookcases are within a tefach from the ground. So we're not machmir that much in the bookcase. The ma'aseh, this Indian of how much you have to machmir, is it a tefach, or how much, do you have that gosh, you machmir a tefach or a kol shu? Could be the whole thing is only a Zechum Ba'alma, the Mekel and the Kolshu. So that's putting something underneath it. What about putting inside a kli? You have a bag, you have a tick, you have a box, you put it on the ground. So the Ginzai Kodesh Peg Beis, it's the Megimel, he brings down that once it's inside a bag, it's mutter. The knapsack and the bag, it's mutter. In the Avnei Yashmech, Elagdal, the Yisrael, B'Yashiv, and B'Yashiv said, it depends. If this bag can stand by itself, has a chalal by itself, the mushal, a box, it will stand by itself, or a tick will stand by itself, that won't collapse, then a chanami, then it can put it on the ground. However, if the bag will collapse by itself, a chanami should not put it on the ground. That's what's brought down over there from B'Yashiv. Plastic bag. The safe in the case of Kovat Filo, for example, B'Yashiv differently. I'm not sure, maybe, I don't know how. So he says that when you put, he's still not in the swarm store, they put swarm mamash in the ground, what they put a piece of carpet underneath. That's what they do. So there he says, it's good only if it's nicker. Put a carpet underneath, it's fine if it's nicker. If it's not nicker, it's not good. So maybe, I don't know, carpet maybe can stand by itself, but this one great piece, it doesn't have any halal to it. What? So carpet? No, carpet is the same as the ground. The carpet has no mamash to it. So again, put a tick as a chalal, certainly is mutter. Even if it has no chalal, again, the whole thing of kosher is lapa can hold of, it's a chumra v'alma, l'chuyik v'mekel also. Certainly, if it's tzarech, you know, place to put it, you put it on the ground. If you don't have a tzarech, l'chuyik, hang it up, it'll be better. But the ma'aseh, l'chuyik, put it on the ground, should be mutter. Now, when a sefer is on a bench, what type of bench are we talking about? The common different benches that people have, so I saw a few different terim. Could be they're arguing each other, but you have one bench, there are different sections to the bench. The mirror in America, they have a seat, and then a seat, and then a seat, and they're connected by a piece of wood. But they're all different seats. So there, when you sit on one seat, and the other seat has swarmed, you have to stand up or not. The bench is different seats, except they're connected to one piece of wood, the one barzel. Do you have to stand up or not? So there, the Sheva Levi Chelekimel says, since they're separate seats, the fact that swarm on one seat is not a bazoin, you last on the seat. We're not machmir in that. Another case, he said only that case can be makel. Another case that they bring down is, let's say the seat is all one thing, that you need every section, but then it comes up. The seat, like in a lot of shuls, the Reuben shul, the seat comes up and comes down, up and down, like a lot of those shuls have it. What about that? So there, the Shrotam of B'Yashiv, and the B'Yashiv of Akshatoro, and Chaim Kanievsky, that since the seat comes up and down, that is the only time it can be makel, because the etzem, each piece of wood is a section by itself. Third sheet I saw, which is the coolest one, in Jewish Sai in Chelik Beis, and Shlomo Zalman in Vakshe Torah, he says if there are different sections to the bench, they have, let's say, armrests to the bench, there'll be mutter. The moshi in a car has one long bench, and you put the armrest down in the front seat, that'll be fine, because the etzem shows it's a separate section. Even though the couch is one long thing, it's all connected, but in fact, you put the armrest down and made it into a separate section, that itself is no bazoin. You can sit one level next to the other level. Just to end off with one case of Enegeo, is that piece of paper, that let's say you plan to write shir upon it. Plan to write shir, do you have to write divrei Torah upon it, or can you use it for whatever you want? So the law is by things that were not used for Kedusha yet. So the law is, if you do not use it yet, then the Betzem, it's nothing, as more lam also. Well, maybe the Pashas, you plan to use it for other things, maybe mutter. However, let's say you already wrote something upon it, you wrote already a Shtikl Torah, you already started writing Shir, you wrote one word. So Meshavua and Simon Membeis of Kohen Chof Gimel says, and once you write one word, you cannot write any Tivichal upon that page. You can't doodle, you can't play hangman, you can't do whatever you want on it, you can't write a phone number. You can't, once it's used, says Mishabur, even B'tnai, you can't say B'tnai, I want the piece of paper to be chol. Once it's chal the Kedusha upon it, it's chal the Kedusha, and Echlam, you can't use it for anything else. Just as Kumo was mentioned, first the halacha of the Sefer Torah is mamash, you have to give a cover like your Rebbe, you have to stand up in front of it, you can't turn your back towards it, you have to give a cover rush to it. Until the just like your Sefer Torah, until it reaches a place, who didn't a Sefer Torah until it reaches a place. However, once in this place, then you don't have to stand up for it. However, when the Aron Kodesh is open, well, machmir, we do stand up, I'll cover the Sefer Torah. However, if you're weak, Avada can sit down. Another halach we learn from Rebbe by Sefer Torah is you can mevazer it. That means you can't do our Sefer Torah, can't turn it upside down, can't put it on the ground, can't put it on the beam of Ksuvim on top of the Sefer Torah. Va'oid, also you can bring into the base of Kisei, base of Kloros, base of Merchatz. What about Svarim? Svarim also, the only thing we take out from Rebbe is the din of Bezoyin, the Kim of Vaz of Svarim. That means, the death Bezoyin is also to lean upon it, to sit upon it, that's also. Tzarech HaLimud, that's only Mutter. Derech HaLimud seems to be Machlokes. To put things inside of it, to store things like Sheamus is also, put your hairs inside is also, to put your tzitzis, invitations, or pictures inside, or letters from your parents, that's all also. However, if let's say, the Tzarech HaLimud, what is Nichol and Tzarech HaLimud? If you need this sefer for Tzarech HaLimud, another sefer is Machlokes Taz and Mogan Avram, the Meshavu is Mekel, the Chashulchan is Machmir. Therefore, one afternoon, can you put one sefer and tap it on the sefer to make it learn easier, or can you put one on top of the other to keep the pages opened? If, let's say, you need a sefer for a later time, that means you want to walk out, and you want to leave your sefer open, you can put a sefer on top, should be also. And you have no heter, even though you don't want to move out the sefer's Torah, you don't want to be out showing the daf and the shade is put upon you. However, to store divrei Torah inside your Gemara is mutter. To store empty pages inside the Gemara, that's machlokes, if it's mutter or not. To open up a sefer to on a shtender, to save the shtender, on the sefer you don't plan to use the chush, be also. On a sefer that you plan to use will be mutter. One sefer on top of another sefer, can you put a chumash on top of a al-chumashim, or Gemara on top of al-chumashim, the Chashulchan of Moshe says, yeah, Shlomo Zalman says you can't. Put a svarim on a bench, you should not do that, you can't stand up, doesn't help, you have to either have a kol shu or a tefach. Different benches or different coolers, if there are separate benches, or the bench comes up, or the separation between the benches, the people are makel. The Maaseh also covers svarim, there's one halacha that's brought down in the svarim, is that returning svarim is also nichol in the cover svarim. Besides the inim of benom chaveroi, besides the inim of gezel rabim, there's another inim that the Levi Leon Bereshis Amun Rishayim Gimel brings down, that if you do not return the sefer to its place, or even if you borrow a sefer from a person and the guy just leave it by you until you return, it can take a long time. That's the svarim and cover svarim. The svarim lechur is if you're machshav a sefer and the sefer is made to use, and that's your way how you connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can you leave it by you and no one plans to use it? It belongs on the shelf. And the person should use it. That it's made to be used, and it's made to learn. And you're just leaving it around in your tiyur and not returning it to either yeshiva or to your chaver. That's a chesaron in kavod Torah. Besides the bitul Torah, you could be causing takin zeichel to be machshav Torah and its form.